Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the center and upcoming performances at sfjazz.org.
Opening up our Jazz Northwest today, that's a tune titled Mac's Place for Mac Waldron's Tulas in downtown Seattle. The band is a band that plays there every Sunday evening, the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra. Solos by Steve Rice on piano, Chris Amamiya on trombone, and Phil Demery on bass. Composed by Jim Cutler, Mac's Place, opening up our Jazz Northwest today. And by the way, the band just celebrated its 10th anniversary, and a good part of that, Sunday nights at Tula's. Jim Wilkie with you here, as we are every Sunday afternoon, bringing you news and music of the Northwest jazz scene from Portland to Vancouver and Victoria. The next tune that we're going to hear is from a brand new album by a tenor saxophonist who divides his time between Seattle and San Francisco. His name is Anton Schwartz. And Anton Schwartz's new CD just out is called Flash Mob, and he's joined by Dominic Farinacci on trumpet, Taylor Eichste on piano, John Shiflett on bass, Lorca Hart on drums. Don't try to tap your foot to this one because it's in 13/4. But it makes no difference. It swings like crazy, and it's called Spurious Causes, Anton Schwartz Quintet. Thank you. New recording by the group Scenes, the new album titled Scenes But Not Heard on Origin Records, with John Stoll, guitar, Jeff Johnson, bass, and John Bishop on drums, and a guest on this one in the person of saxophonist Hans Teuber, who contributed several compositions as well for this. That was a piece titled Dream, which to my ear sounds like more than a little like There'll Never Be Another You, co-credited to all four members of the band. Dream, played by Scenes, plus Hans Teuber. Before that, a new one from Anton Schwartz, tenor saxophonist, with Dominic Farinacci on trumpet, Taylor Agsty piano, John Shiflett on bass, and Lorca Hart on drums. And they were doing a tune titled Spurious Causes, which was composed by Anton Schwartz from his new release, Flash Mob. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming your way from 88.5 KPLU. Lots of things on our jazz calendar around here for today and looking ahead to next week. Jazz Police play at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra tonight at 8 at Tula's. Tower of Power is playing their last night of their current engagement at Jazz Alley tonight. Tim Carey Septet plays at 7 and Hardcore Tet at 9:30 at the Sea Monster tonight. Kenny Mandel Session tonight at the Couth Buzzard on Greenwood at 7. Swingtime Express plays the second and fourth Sundays at Oxford Tavern in Snohomish, and they'll be there tonight. Monday night, Devon Lewis brings his limited edition to Tula's. Tuesday, John Abercrombie Quartet opens a two-night set at Jazz Alley, and the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's. Wednesday, Bellevue College and Central Washington State Jazz Bands play at Tula's, and Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes have their regular Wednesday night session at the Ship Canal Grill. Thursday, the Art of Jazz series brings the Steve Griggs Ensemble to play at Seattle Art Museum. They'll be doing music from Panama Hotel Jazz, original music composed by Steve Griggs in a site-specific program that was done for the Panama Hotel in Seattle's International District. Also on Thursday, Seattle Women in Jazz Festival begins with Clave Gringa and Entre Mundo, and there will be different groups playing Thursday through Sunday next weekend. The Deerdorf Peterson Group is playing on Thursday night at Tula's. Kelly Johnson and John Hansen will be at Boxley's on Friday for Valentine's Day, and the Dave Peck Trio will be playing Friday and Saturday at Tula's for Valentine's weekend. And next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra plays music from Such Sweet Thunder, the great Duke Ellington score inspired by Shakespeare, Saturday night at Benaroya Hall in Seattle, and next Sunday afternoon at Kirkland Performance Center. Lots of good stuff going on the jazz scene currently, and be sure to check it out by taking a look at the KPLU jazz calendar as well as the earshot.org calendar and daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. Next, here's some music from Steve Griggs' Panama Hotel Jazz Suite with Jay Thomas on trumpet and Steve Griggs, the tenor saxophonist, Susan Pascal Vibes, Milo Peterson on guitar, and Phil Sparks on bass. This is a section which is titled Alley Cat Strut. Thank you. It's a nice tune from more than a few seasons back, but really a great tune written by Randy Aldcroft. It was called Breakfast Wine, and it was played here by the Central Washington University Jazz Band. Doesn't specify the soloists in here, but this is the band playing on Wednesday on a double bill at Tula's along with the Bellevue College Band. Before that, a piece from the Panama Hotel Jazz of Steve Griggs. Steve Griggs, the tenor saxophonist, with Jay Thomas on trumpet, Susan Pascal on vibes, Milo Peterson guitar, and Phil Sparks on bass. And the tune was titled Alley Cat Strut. This is the group that's going to be playing on Thursday, a free concert at the Seattle Art Museum beginning at 5:30, part of the Art of Jazz series presented by Earshot and welcomed by KPLU. I wanted to mention some upcoming festivals, including the Seattle Women in Jazz Festival coming up next week. It'll run Thursday through Sunday with all events in Columbia City, opening with a Latin jazz concert on Thursday night. Friday night there'll be a jazz walk for Valentine's Day and much more. Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival in Moscow, Idaho, the week following, It'll run the 19th through the 22nd, Wednesday through Saturday, in Moscow, Idaho, at the University of Idaho. Lots of great jazz talent coming up there, as well as hundreds and hundreds of students who take part in the competitions and workshops and so on. And then the Portland Jazz Festival is also coming up. It opens on the 20th of this month, and it'll run through March 2nd. And a lot of national and international jazz acts will be present and performing there, as well as top regional jazz artists in Portland, Oregon, starting on the 20th. More information about all of these is available on the KPLU Jazz Calendar, as well as in Earshot Jazz. Here's music from Mark Seal's latest CD, titled American Songs Volume 2, Blues and Jazz. And this is the opening piece, which comes from this new CD, with Mark Seal's on piano and other keyboards, Fred Hamilton guitar, Jeff Johnson bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums. This is Highway Blues by Mark Seal's.
Thank you. night, a lovely night, a finer night, you know, you'll never see. You meet your prince, a charming prince, as charming as a prince will ever be. The stars in the hazy heavens tremble above you while he is whispering, darling, I love you. You say goodbye, away you fly. On your lips you'll keep a kiss. All these nights you'll dream of this lovely, lovely night. A lovely night, a lovely night, a finer night, you know, you'll never see. And meet your prince, a charming prince, as charming as a prince will ever be. The stars in the hazy heavens tremble above you while he is whispering, darling, I love you. You say goodbye, away you fly. On your lips you'll keep a kiss. All these nights you'll dream of this lovely, lovely. A lovely night, a finer night, you know, you'll never see. You meet your prince, a charming prince, as charming as a prince will ever be. The stars in the hazy heavens tremble above you while he is whispering, darling, I love you. You say goodbye, away you fly. On your lips you'll keep a kiss. All these nights you'll dream of this lovely.
A rarely heard Rodgers and Hammerstein song called A Lovely Night, sung here by Kelly Johnson with John Hansen at the piano, Nathan Peck on bass, and John Wiechand on drums. And Kelly Johnson and John Hansen are going to be performing for A Lovely Night on Valentine's Day at Boxley's in North Bend. Before that, we were listening to Mark Seal's new release, American Songs, Volume 2, Blues and Jazz, and that was a piece called Highway Blues from the new CD. Time for just one more on today's Jazz Northwest, and for that we're going to be listening to the Dave Peterson-Chuck Dierdorf group, which is going to be playing next Thursday night at Tula's. Heard here with George Cables on piano and John Bishop on drums, and a blues for Dave. ¶¶ That's called A Blues for Dave, featuring the Dave Peterson and Chuck Dierdorf group. Dave Peterson on guitar and Chuck Dierdorf on bass, leading that group with George Cables on piano and John Bishop on drums. This quartet with Bill Ancho on piano is going to be playing on Thursday at Tula's. Just before we go, I want to call your attention to an article in the March issue of Downbeat magazine, a feature on Cornish College of the Arts, and the upcoming Seattle Jazz Experience will feature performances by Matt Wilson's Arts and Crafts, Seattle trumpet player Kong Vu's trio, and workshops and clinics led by Wilson and Vu and Rudresh Mahanthapa and trombonist Alan Ferber. Bill Holman will be composer in residence. And that takes place March 14th and 15th at the newly rechristened Cornish Playhouse at Seattle Center. More about that in the current issue of Downbeat. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service.